Welcome to the Deep Dive. So you've shared some materials about attendance over at the McGuffey School District, and that's our focus today.
Yep, we're diving into it.
Our mission really is just to pull out the key stuff from these definitions, the data, the history, the plans.
And figure out what's really going on with attendance there. What's the situation and what are they doing?
Okay, so let's just jump right in. First thing, defining regular attendance. They say 90%.
90%. Sounds pretty good, right?
It does, on the surface. But then you see it means up to 18 days absent in a year.
18 days. Wow. That's like almost a month of school.
Yeah. It feels like quite a bit of lost time, even when someone's considered regularly attending.
It really does.
Yeah.
And those absences count, don't they?
They definitely do. Looking at the school's building score, attendance is right there in the other academic indicators.
Mm-hmm. How much weight does it carry?
It's 10 points, usually.
Mm.
But it can be 20 points if the school doesn't have a graduation rate to report, like maybe an elementary school.
So potentially a really significant chunk of the score. It shows how much the district values kids just being there.
Right. It's seen as, well, fundamental.
Okay, so that's the school score.
Yeah.
But what about for the kids themselves, this chronic absenteeism idea?
Yeah, the numbers here were pretty eye-opening. Even if a student has a 92.2% attendance.
Which is only missing, what, 14 days a year? Still sounds okay.
Right. But over K to 12, that adds up to 182 missed days.
Whoa.
And if it drops to 90%, those 18 days a year, that becomes 234 days missed by the time they graduate.
234. That's more than a full school year lost, isn't it?
Easily. And at 89%, with just 20 days absent a year, it's 260 days.
It just shows how those seemingly small gaps, a day here, a day there,
they compound massively over time. Huge potential learning gaps.
And it's not always, you know, kids playing hooky.
Exactly. The materials gave examples like 10 parent excused absences.
Okay.
Another 10 for an educational trip, maybe 5 for the ag fair.
Things that sound perfectly reasonable.
Totally. But add those up, that's 25 excused days. And suddenly the attendance rate is down to 86.1%.
So even the excused stuff impacts the overall rate, which affects the school score and, well, the learning time.
Right. The impact is there regardless of the reason, even if it's a good reason.
Hmm. Okay, what about the trends? You mentioned historical data.
Yeah, they provided numbers from 1920, though obviously that year was cut short.
Right, COVID.
Up to projections for this current year, 23-24. There was a dip in 2021, kind of expected.
Makes sense.
Looking ahead, it seems like Claysville and Joe Walker, the elementary schools, are projected to see attendance improve a bit.
That's good news.
But the middle school and high school, their projections are still lower than before the pandemic.
Interesting. Any thoughts on why the difference between elementary and secondary?
Well, maybe the younger grades benefit more from specific early interventions.
Could be. And maybe the older grades have more complex factors like jobs or activities or just different motivations.
Possibly. But it looks like the district is trying things.
What kind of things?
They mentioned poster contests at the high school, incentive programs, surveys.
Okay. Trying to engage the students directly.
Yeah, and updating how they track absence reasons in their system, PowerSchool. Plus, recognition and incentives at the younger levels, too.
So a mix of tracking, engagement, and positive reinforcement. Trying to build a culture of attendance.
Seems like it. And this isn't just a flavor of the month thing for them, is it?
Doesn't sound like it. You mentioned their long-term plans.
Yes. It's listed as a priority challenge in their future-ready comprehensive plans, both the current one ending 2025 and the next one starting up.
So it's a sustained focus. They see it as pretty fundamental.
Definitely. And their goals reflect that. They want to improve attendance, reduce absenteeism, cut down on tardiness across the board.
And how are they planning to do that, according to the documents?
It sounds like a multi-pronged approach, identifying barriers early on.
Proactive, okay.
Using targeted interventions, getting families more involved.
Right, the homeschool connection.
Partnering with community resources and really trying to foster a welcoming environment where kids feel like they belong and want to be there.
So addressing it from multiple angles, the student, the family, the school environment, the community, makes sense.
So yeah, wrapping it up. Attendance in McGuffey, it's clearly more than just a number on a report card.
It affects school scores, but more critically, it represents actual time learning.
And even small amounts of missed time, especially year after year, have potentially big long-term effects.
The cumulative impact is undeniable.
But the district seems aware and is actively working on it, making it a clear priority with concrete strategies.
Which is crucial. It needs that sustained, comprehensive effort.
So here's a final thought, maybe. Beyond the test scores and the billing ratings, what does being consistently present really do for a student?
Good question.
How does it shape their connection to school, to learning, to their friends, the whole community feel?
And what do these efforts tell us about the kind of educational future McGuffey's trying to build?
Definitely something to chew on. Thanks for digging into this.